Now, one of the other things that we're seeing happening right now outside of Gaza is the BDS campaign kicking up and gaining more traction, where people are boycotting Israeli goods, Israeli products, Israeli businesses. How effective is that for people like those who are in Gaza, who are being killed by, let's not forget, US-made weapons, taxpayer money from different Western governments?
Well, it is as simple as this. You pay for Israeli goods, you pay for the killing of more Palestinians. So you pay less, they pay less. So it's a very simple equation that the world needs to understand. And what's really interesting and is new even in Palestine is that people need to understand that in Palestine, whether it was the West Bank or Gaza, the Israeli goods are one of the main goods in the markets because they live under a blockade, and it's only the goods that come from Israel that are basically the source of life in Gaza. So they destroy the infrastructure, the factories, so Palestinians would totally depend on the Israeli goods. But what's really interesting and happening now is the boycott campaign, not even internationally, but even in the West Bank and in Palestine in general. So now we see markets throwing away the Israeli products and replacing them with locally made products and finding other alternatives for anything that is coming from Israel as an Israeli product. So this is not only happening internationally, but even in the world, even in Palestine, I mean. So basically, if the world continues doing this, people totally understand how important boycotting Israel is, then for sure this would be a card they can use to put pressure on Israel, especially that we know, as you've mentioned, that most of the weapons Israel is using is either made in Japan or made in the United States. And we've seen a number of rockets, and we actually put it on air to prove to the people that their money is going to the wrong place. Cutting or being aware, where, especially when it comes to America, where Americans are paying their taxes, where is this money going, and what this money is helping to do, then I think no one would actually want to pay a dollar if this dollar would cause the death of another civilian or another child, not even in Palestine, but even worldwide. Who would want his money going to a place where bloodshed is very easy and people or humanity is totally killed? So I, as a Palestinian, and especially when it comes to Gaza, Gazans here are really supporting the boycott campaigns. They're really happy when they see those people going down on the streets, calling for the rights of Palestinians and boycotting Israel and playing with this very, very important pressure card when it comes to the Israeli economy. Israel does not care for humanity, but they do care for money. They do care for their economy. So if this is the card that people need to use, then this is what we really need to use.
Mr. Short, I'd like to get your opinion right now. As Mr. Al-Omari pointed out, there is no way that the world is going to accept going back to the status quo that Israel had imposed upon not just Gaza, but also the occupied territories. We have the West Bank, we have Jerusalem al-Quds. There is this global awareness and this demand for things to change. And coupled with pressures like the BDS campaign, we are expecting right now this 72-hour ceasefire to turn into a long-lasting truce, which is going to see the lifting of the blockade of the Gaza Strip. But it also has to be coupled with Israel facing justice for the crimes it has committed in Gaza. Do you think that's going to happen as the Palestinian Authority and leadership is trying to go to international courts like the ICC, the ICJ? Do you think that will work?
I think so, but I made a comment before. People need to look to partner. The Palestinian people are being betrayed by leadership, by al-Sisi or Jordan. There are a lot of people who are not helping them. They need to find partners, people who also are concerned about human rights, who can come together and bring this to a head. This is a global problem. We're sliding towards World War III. And, you know, the apartheid in Israel, just like the apartheid in South Africa, will have to be combated very creatively. Aside from boycotts, as much as no one wants to deal with this, the issue is what ended apartheid in South Africa was the Cubans fighting on alongside the other Angolans at Cuito Cuinevale. There's going to have to be some sort of military response. I'm not talking about an invasion. But the UN, the Palestinians have wanted UN forces to protect them, and this has been denied. We have to go to the heart of it. The heart of it is the United States. It has become a failed human rights state, and it has to be called on it. As long as its character is not impeached before the world, then they use this undeserved moral authority to deny human rights to blacks, to people in Africa, to people in the Middle East. I mean, you look at something as crazy as the United States inventing Ebola and putting it in Africa to create another international human rights and health crisis. This has to stop, but you have to call names. And I'm not so certain that we won't go back because you have groups like JINSA, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, who have the police here murdering people who look like me. This is happening in Europe where police forces are being literally handed over to Mossad, the IDF, and Bibi. They now run the police in our cities. So understand that we've got to go after this on a global basis. Palestine first, Gaza first, but all the people whose rights have been destroyed by the so-called war on terror, the people in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, need to be brought into a coalition that demands that this world, that the insanity of Anglo-American and Zionism, racism and imperialism, stop. And that includes, I'll say one more thing, people need to come to terms. One of the moral pillars is this concept that Judaism is based solely on the Old Testament. People need to have an investigation of the Talmud and the Kabbalah and all the books of one of the key religious groups in Zionism. Why does this keep happening? There's got to be an answer. Once people look,
indeed, I'd like to pick up on a point you made there, Dr. Short. Mr. Al-Omari, I'll put this question to you. The fact that, of course, we are seeing this, the way that Israel has been dealing with the Palestinian population for six decades now. This is the third war on the Gaza Strip in the 21st century. But there are some Zionist sympathizers who say, why is it that we're seeing all these mass protests around the world for the Palestinian cause and yet not such a fervent reaction for other oppressed people? What is it about the Palestinian cause, though, that brings about people in such a unified way onto the streets and you know, express their anger and their resentment against oppression and tyranny?
You know, if you look at a place like Syria or Iraq, I don't think anybody is targeting children. There are like fighting factions in Syria, and they target each other. Unfortunately, kids die. In the case of the Netanyahu government, killing civilians and children in particular is how they respond to the rockets. And this is what we have been trying to explain to the world. They cannot, they have put the people of Gaza under a blockade. And then when they start to fire rockets in response to the Israeli aggression, all of a sudden you are killing children left and right. This is a crime against humanity. That is different from what's happening in another country when factions fight and unfortunately kids die. And I want to go back to something that your guest in Washington said. What's being taught to these settlers and to their children in the state of Israel is the kind of ideology in the name of religion. They teach them that this land is yours, and anybody who wants to even share it with you, they deserve to die. This kind of ideology and mindset, teaching these kids to be young terrorists and to be ready to go out there and kill Palestinians when they are old enough to be in the army. that mindset has to be brought to light, because we usually hear about Osama bin Laden and how he indoctrinates his followers and how he indoctrinates children to hate the West. We have a similar situation in these settlements. Just listen to how these settlers talk about the Palestinians. If you listen to how they talk about the Palestinians, you will be left with no doubt that these people are taught hatred in the name of the Old Testament. They are taught to kill in the name of God. They are taught that anybody who comes your way should be killed, and you should not share with anybody. This is the kind. This is what the world needs to understand about the Netanyahu government and the cattle that you call settlers, who steal Palestinian land day in and day out. And then when the Palestinians object, all of a sudden they don't want peace, and they are exposing their children to death. This is no longer acceptable, and the world can see that what the Netanyahu government tactic is.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. That was Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, joining us from New York. From Washington was Randy Short, political commentator. And of course, our correspondent, Halla Safadi, standing by with the very latest on the ground from the Gaza Strip. I'd like to thank you all for your comments here on our special coverage of the situation in Gaza.